Phone Boy Speaks, episode 41, FaceTime. I've been pretty lucky through my career. I have been able to work from home for almost my entire career. A lot of that is just being in the right place at the right time, but it's also that the technology has enabled it. I started working with Checkpoint Products back in 1996, and they've had a remote access product for pretty much that whole time, or at least the time that I've been using it. And that has allowed me to sit on a PC and work from anywhere. And over time, it's gotten better. There's broadband connectivity. The prevalence of voice over IP has improved things. And also in the last few years, the prevalence of video conferencing. And there's a lot of things that have happened that make it easier and easier to stay connected in a variety of situations from wherever you happen to be. All of that said, I still go into offices on a regular basis to meet people face to face. A lot of business that I see happen in the outside world is still face to face. There's something to be said about being there and being with the people, and it's more real. There's something that just can't be simulated with all of these remote access or communications technologies. I go to Israel 4 times a year. It's a lot of traveling, but it pays dividends in the kind of things I'm able to accomplish, even though I'm 7,000 or 8,000 miles away from Tel Aviv. There are things that it's a lot harder to do if you don't make that journey on a fairly regular basis. And the same goes for people that are a little closer. You have to be there. And now, I'm not saying that we should eschew all of this technology. In fact, I think the only reason that technology is effective is if you have the in-person relationships on which to build on. So the in-person relationships are the foundation that all of this other technology helps. The virtual team that I work with on a regular basis, we all sort of sit on Skype and trade jokes and discuss business type things. We're able to do that because we all know each other, and we get together on a somewhat regular basis in person where we can see each other. I still think this is important, and we shouldn't lose sight of that as we get better and better technologies for communicating and staying connected and so on. So FaceTime, and I'm not talking about the Apple product by that name, but I'm talking about FaceTime as in face-to-face, real-time, meet space, or whatever term you want to use. That's always going to be important, and I don't think that's ever, ever going to go away. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.com. phoneboy.com